This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Senate poised to vote on the confirmation of Amy Coney Barrett on Monday night, breaking the sound barrier for speed. This isn't a surprise, right? Because you knew that there was this rare Sunday session that was going down Sunday afternoon, 51-48, advancing her nomination to replace the late Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. So again, a big week as we also get closer to November 3rd, but the final confirmation vote for Barrett expected on Monday night. That would put her in position for a first full day as a justice as early as Tuesday, and as the court continues to hear election-related legal challenges ahead of November 3rd. So checkmate, certainly, for the Democrats as the Republicans roar through with this nominee. Mitch McConnell, the Senate Majority Leader, said Sunday she is a stellar nominee in every respect. A lot of what we've done over the last 4 years will be undone sooner or later by the next election. They won't be able to do much about this for a long time to come. And, of course, you all know this. It is a lifetime appointment. Hope you had a great weekend as we roar into, like I said, a very big week, because tick-tock, time is ticking away, and a lot of you are taking advantage of early voting, whichever nook, cranny, and canyon you hail from, you're finding a way to vote. And that's Democrats and Republicans, by the way. That's the way the breakdown looks. This is crazy that we have almost 60 million people, no joke, who have already voted. I'm thinking, what is this swag they're giving away? Is there a swag bag connected to this? I mean, seriously, I am so proud of you, America. I just want to give you a virtual hug. The entire time I have done this radio show, my point, politically speaking, was I don't care which way you lean, baby, but get your butts out there and vote. Make it happen. It was always so sad for me to see the numbers, whether it was midterm elections or presidential elections, where you were lucky if you had 50%. This is record-breaking. I mean, it really is. There is a push that's on to vote. And like I said, by the way, this is Democrats and Republicans from the way it looks at the polling places and the votes, of course, that are being counted. What is intriguing is, will there actually be an announcement on November 3rd, or does this get delayed? I mean, does it ultimately come down to lawyering and a handful of swing states? And we've seen this before. Does it come down to that again this time? Or is there an election that is easily called? Here's a shocker. And I think the polls, margin of error, Biden is slightly ahead in some, maybe in a few other states. He's close to double figures, but it depends on the state, at least the way it stands now. But this is a shocker. One of the polls that came out has Biden winning Texas. The Dallas Morning News, the paper of record in Dallas, one of our biggest cities in the top five, has Biden rebounding, so it's close, to edge over the president in Texas. That is, again, shocking. So this is the lead, 48% to 45%. And that is within the poll's margin of error, meaning it's too close. But the actual figure is higher. Wow. Again, shocking to see that. So Texas right now is a toss-up. It's a toss-up at this point, which is so surprising because this would normally just be a shoo-in, but it's not a shoo-in. So COVID and the economy, these are the two bookends of what people apparently are voting on. We know that. We've been talking to people ever since COVID dropped, and even before that, when it was still in China. And, of course, always we have our finger on the pulse of what's happening economically here on this show. And as we watched, we saw what was going on with unemployment numbers. I think the stimulus being stuck is hurting the president because that money to people who desperately need it, when you're talking about could be a couple thousand dollars, could be more than that, is a big damn deal. And there is no second wave of a stimulus. So that is hurting people that ultimately could get that little bit of a bump and it would make them feel better. And of course, unemployment, the uncertainty because of COVID-19. There are more layoffs. We saw what happened in the airline industry, the hotel industry, tourism across the board in these United States, just off the rails. So the clock is ticking. Like I said, time is running out. Does the president get a double dip? Is it what some are saying, a comeback because of being behind in some of the polls? But as of now, Biden is pacing ahead, but at a very, very small amount in most of the polls, so within that margin of error. I say every single day when I get the privilege of talking to all of you and I crack open this microphone that I'm not surprised anymore what each and every day brings us. All right, I'm going to say the numbers at the top because I always do this. The number of people who have died in the United States, 225,000 of COVID-19. That's out of 8.7 million cases. For all of our friends listening in South Africa, in the UK, in Wales, in Australia, and so many other places, India, a big shout out to you. Thanks for supporting the show and being so interested as to what's happening, not just in your countries, but what's happening in our country. 1.15 million have died globally, which includes the deaths in the United States, the 225,000, of course. Recovered, 28.9 million. Total cases, 42.9 million. And the push is on and the discussion is constant over vaccine, vaccine, vaccine. How quickly does it get to the front line? How quickly does it get to the nursing homes and assisted living areas and places where older people need to be vaccinated, if they'll take it, because there's still questions as to who will take it and who won't. Coming up, we're going to go to the mailbag. You had lots of questions, not just about the election, but hey, I got a couple of baseball questions. What's going on with the Dodgers and the Rays? Good on you. Also, what happened in that 60 Minutes interview with Leslie Stahl? A few of you asked about that. And fire, unfortunately, in California and Colorado. Hang with us.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot preparedness company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
There's nothing worse than thinking that your Medicare benefits are going to cover routine medical expenses like vision, dental, and prescription benefits, only to find that when an emergency arises, your Medicare plan is full of gaps that don't even begin to cover your medical emergency. How would it feel to have to go into debt because your Medicare program didn't cover everything 100%? Studies show that 95% of Medicare recipients pay more than $5,000 per year on out-of-pocket medical expenses. At SnapMedicare.com, we understand how important it is for you to be prepared for any type of medical emergency. All it takes is a quick phone call to 800-286-5516 to find out exactly where you stand with your Medicare coverage and to save thousands on future costs. Call 800-286-5516 to make sure your Medicare plan includes provisions to cover any gap in coverage. Whether you have questions about Part A or Part B Medicare coverage, remember, call 800-286-5516. SnapMedicare.com. Call 800-286-5516.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again, now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
See you when I wake up. It's a gift I didn't think could be real.
Right now we take you to South Africa. Marcus Lukosa is joining us later in the hour to talk about his three books, science fiction, so good. And the books, it's interesting because you get the full gamut. You get the past, the present, and the future in these books in the Kazungul series that he's written. But Marcus, thanks for joining us to give us a little insight into what's going on in the world during the pandemic in your corner of the world. You're in South Africa. Tell us where you are and what it's been like.
Well, I'm in the Congo at the moment. So the situation has been a bit frustrating in the beginning. A lot of people were thinking chaos and stuff. But it happens to be quite the opposite. There were some cases, in Kinshasa, in the main capital city, where there was quite an outbreak, and there was a big area of the place that was sealed off and put under control. And I think it took us about 4 months on a deep lockdown on that area, and then it was lifted. For the rest of the country, we had cases, yes, but when we had airport closed down and the traffic turned down, we seemed to have a relief. So now everything is back on track. Kids are back in school. University are opened again, and traveling is allowed. We are busy wearing masks and stuff like that, watching over these boundaries that we need to keep. But so far, we've been spared a lot.
Oh, thank goodness for that. So that means people are doing the masks, they're really paying attention, and you feel good about that.
Yes. People are following the rules, and the pandemic seems to be under control.
Good. So we're going to talk to you later in the show. Marcus, thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right, so again, we'll, as I said to him there, we will talk to him later in the show talking about coronavirus and what it's like there. We get that opportunity to find out what it's like on the ground for so many other people in those numbers that I mentioned. I think that's important because the thing that touches me each and every single time, we have authors on from and just guests from other parts of the world. The concern for us, the concern for Americans because of what's being written or what they hear and the numbers that they hear and what's going on from the West Coast to the East Coast and, you know, everything in between. And, boy, there is a lot happening when it comes to the pandemic and the questions, including the Pence aides who have tested positive for COVID-19. Both the VP and his wife, Karen, tested negative on Saturday. So he won't be spending his moments or movements, you know, despite having been in close contact with the aides who tested positive, limited is what he's saying. But there are the people around him that, including a senior political advisor to the VP, who's not a government employee, by the way, who tested positive. At least five close associates of the VP's have now tested positive for coronavirus. So that wave has hit, and that's part of what the conversation is about. Temperatures are falling and coronavirus cases and deaths are surging in the U.S. As I mentioned, we'll be doing the mailbag thing. So many of you threw in some interesting questions, including about COVID and the reaction to vaccine conversations or not taking the vaccine or where did I think it was and you know, all of that. And, of course, one of the things that we look at, and we, as I said, it was the bookends of the economy and COVID-19. It's interesting, but Saturday Night Live, I happened to catch an episode of that. It's been a long time since I laughed out loud for that show because, frankly, they haven't been that good. This time they had Adele on, a singer, and it was pretty funny. And one of the skits had a psychic where people came in and the psychic was saying just crazy things, of course, not calling it the pandemic or COVID, but looking into the future from 2019 that all these people would be affected. But none of us certainly could have forecasted that you would be staying at home, that you'd be getting package upon package, that you wouldn't be able to see family members, that you would be social distancing. You'd learn about that. You would be masking up. You would be fighting for toilet paper in the beginning of this, and it's still game on. I mean, it still depends on where you live and what is fact and what is fiction and what is really happening. Schools, some are doing a great job, successful at kind of the half and half, half in school and then half doing a virtual school, you know, from home. Others not doing that, doing all virtual, and some doing all at school, having the kids come to school and just taking the necessary precautions and feeling very, very good about it. All right, the vaccine trials. AstraZeneca's vaccine trial is resuming because, remember, the, you know, our daily cases in the U.S. have exceeded 71,000 a day. So good timing for that. Somebody got sick and they had to stop it. They had to slow it down. So now they're back on top of that. And the, you know, when you look at, you know, COVID in Europe and France are passing 1 million confirmed cases and restrictions in Chicago that kicked into effect for 2 weeks because they've got a surge, and Wyoming becoming one of the last states to reach 10,000 cases, hearing that now the vaccine is back on, like the full-on push trial, because of, again, having to stop parts of it. That's a good thing. But in general, scientists and public health experts, just to quell either your excitement or your fears, because it really could go either way. I say we live in the constant state of the pendulum, but they say a COVID-19 vaccine could be approved at the earliest by December, but probably is not widely, you know, widely available to most Americans. They're developing that distribution plan so to get the vaccines to various populations first, but that would go to the essential workers and then the most vulnerable, which would be the elderly and would be in a lot of those homes, etc. So the frontline people, the first, the people at the most at risk, and then you would go from there. So the good news is not only AstraZeneca, but also they're doing the same thing at AstraZeneca and Oxford University. So the FDA authorized trials of that to keep on keeping on. And they had to just do that hold thing because there was an adverse reaction in a trial participant in the United Kingdom. So, you know, about a week later, the trials resumed, and this is just a standard operating procedure. That's what you have to do to keep it clean, to make sure that it works, because that would taint it, and that could taint the way the trials end with so many people involved in the trial. What a disaster that would be. And they're paying the people to, by the way, to take the trial, because we got a letter in the mail asking if one of us, my hubs or I, wanted to be part of the trial. So they're paying people, of course, to be part of it, looking for even more people to do other trials. Now, we've had these rallies with the president that have gone on, and we've got, you know, rallies coming up too. And if you look at, you know, you look at the places where a lot of the rallies have been, Erie, Pennsylvania was one that just happened. And in Erie, it was interesting, as the president throwing in his humor was saying that he would not normally, if this thing didn't happen with the pandemic, he would not have been in Erie. He would have just made a call and told them to vote, and it would have been fine. But instead, he has to go to, he has to be here with the people in Erie. So that's exactly what it is. It's where are you going at this last minute, and how have they been hit by COVID-19? And then you just keep watching the polls and looking and watching and looking and looking and looking. But I think the big story to come out of the White House is that Mike Pence's staff members tested positive for coronavirus, but he has not tested positive. All right, we're headed to the mailroom. I'll meet you there.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
With 9 days to go before Election Day, the presidential candidates are crisscrossing battleground states to push for last-minute support. At a rally in New Hampshire, President Trump touted his efforts to bring the economy back after the pandemic hit.
Since April, we created a record 11.4 million jobs. We've spent the last 4 years reversing the damage Joe Biden and Obama inflicted. Look, we've done more in 47 months than Sleepy Joe has done in 47 years. And I really mean it, too.
Colorado Governor Jared Polis joins a list of elected officials quarantining after being potentially exposed to the coronavirus. Polis announced he would self-isolate after Aurora Mayor Mike Kaufman announced Sunday he had tested positive for the virus. Polis had joined Mayor Kaufman at a press conference more than a week ago. This is USA Radio News. Thousands have been evacuated from the path of Colorado's second-largest wildfire. The entire town of Estes Park in northern Colorado, with its 6,400 residents and nearby communities, were ordered to leave this weekend as high winds stoked the East Troublesome Fire, which has already burned more than 188,000 acres. Colorado resident Tom Atkinson tells USA Radio News about the carnage he saw left behind in the wake of the fire.
I've seen houses on one side of the road completely intact and standing. And then the opposite side of the road, all you see is a chimney, metal roofing that was left from the fire, cars, shells. It's catastrophic.
The saddest thing I've seen since I've been up here is the animals. So many animals. I've seen horses running as fast as they can with phone numbers spray painted on the side of them.
This is USA Radio News.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Oh, you have mail, mistress.
What? Dig in the mailbag.
Let's rock into the mailbag. This one is from Justice, and he says, "Hey, Kate Delaney, I have to tell you, I am so happy that I live in Nevada most days, but I do have to tell you that we've had our own surge in cases here and there. I'm tired of COVID-19. The people around me are weary, but I will say everybody is practicing social distancing, wearing masks. Hey, and I'm barely 30, and my pals are doing it, even though we are desperate to break loose from the pack, so to speak. Why do it? Just see what we can do to help everybody else, especially with older parents around us. And woohoo, I voted early. Thanks to hearing you harp on it again and again and again. How many people have voted early? What's the latest? Give us the good stuff. Well, it's over 58 million. It's really 59 million people have voted, which is tremendous, tremendous that many people have done that, because it also makes it easier for with dealing with COVID-19 and polling places and polling workers and everything you have to deal with. It does make it easier on the workload, I would assume, in many cases. And it was easy. I mean, I went on Friday, and it was in and out. 8 minutes tops to do it, and it worked out great. And of course, there. Poll workers are great. Everything was smooth. You did the voting and then took it, put it in the box, and it was counted. Put it in a machine to count it. So I was happy. I was happy with how smooth it was and how helpful everybody was. But this has always been the case for me. I haven't had any of those problems. But believe me, in other parts of the world, I have seen it. That's why voting to me is so big. I can remember when I was 20, covering the Mexican elections in Chihuahua and the pre and the panistas going at it and the corruption I saw and guys with guns, military, and stuffing of ballot boxes. And I thought, wow, this is something that Americans should see, that what a big deal it is to be able to vote in this country, and why we have problems with the voting. Now, that's a whole nother story. And when there's things that are wrong at polling places and whatnot, or lack of access, I mean, it is about having that plan and getting there and making sure you vote. So thanks for that. All right, we move on to another one. This one is from Carl, and Carl says, "Hi, Kate Delaney." Hi, Carl. I am wondering if you are tracking this tropical storm that has formed. I know you're fascinated by what I talked about a long time ago, being in a hurricane and also witnessing the damage from twisters and how bad tornadoes can be. But I love that, in a sense, and hate in a sense, that we've run out of names, so we have to use the whole Greek alphabet thing. Yeah, it's Tropical Storm Zeta, and Gulf Coast, baby, always the target. Could be a hurricane by late on Monday. The National Hurricane Center saying it could reach a weak Category 1 status, because, you know, it hits that warm air and the warm belly of the beast of the Gulf of Mexico that I like when you're swimming in it, but what it does when you've got these storms is a whole different thing. So you're talking about Florida's western panhandle, you're talking about western Louisiana. Zeta is the 27th, no joke, named storm of this 2020 Atlantic hurricane season, and the earliest forming on record. So, you know, you be the judge. It's been terrible, is what it's been. Terrible, terrible, terrible. And in Mexico, too. Areas of Mexico, all the hurricane warnings they've had to issue, and watching some of the trees bend backwards. So just for grins, I'm going to say this. I'm going to throw it in. This is only the second time a storm has carried the name Zeta. Second time. Sixth letter in the Greek alphabet. Yeah, because the names are exhausted. We have no more names. That's what we have to do. After Zeta, Ada. If you're curious, and then Theta. Let's hope we don't get to that. I mean, I can tell you all the whole Greek alphabet. So that's the scoop on it. Hopefully one or less tropical storm and not a big deal. All right, then we got a curveball that was interesting, because we have people listening to us in the great state of Washington. And this one from Trent, who says, "Kate, I haven't emailed the show, but I listen to you all the time. And I know you talked about murder hornets. Did you know that they found a nest of murder hornets in a place called Blaine? They got them out, though, which is a good thing, because those giant hornets are scary and usually are making their nests in Asian countries." Yeah, I did. I just saw a hashtag, Asian giant hornets, and they talked about it was in a tree cavity. And, you know, there was these dozens of hornets in a clear tube I saw, like, on Twitter. And it is serious in other countries. I mean, serious in the fact that they exist, but the they're 2 inches long. They can destroy entire hives of honeybees, and it's scary, actually, to see what they look like up close. And they vacuum them out, so that's the good thing. Looking at the tube with them in it, ooh. And there have been a couple of sightings, so finding that nest on this property and clearing it, that's, hey, thumbs up, Agriculture Department. That's a good thing, because we don't need anything else going after people in 2020. Oh, no. Let's move on to this one. This one is from John. "Kate, I used to live in Denver, Colorado, and it saddens me to see what's happening with these fires. I think you said you had friends in Colorado, and how bad have these fires been?" Oh, really bad. I've got a couple of good friends that live just outside of Denver and other parts of Colorado. And how fast it's gone up, that's what's so bad. Estes Park, terrible. The evacuations, and of course, you have to evacuate, and you want to evacuate, because you want people to be alive. So it's first it's about life, you know, but 400 homes burning, they believe, because of this East troublesome fire. And they're assessing the damage. They're looking at what, you know, how many for real. Not too far away, they've got a couple of inches of snow. But the Cameron Peak fire, 10 miles away, is the largest in Colorado history, 208,000 acres. And how many people fight a fire like that, you ask? Oh, 450-some fire personnel who are probably exhausted. I mean, this fire started on October 14th and then really erupted even more a couple of days later. Just going up, right? And I was actually looking, it's such a good question. I don't want to get too lost in the weeds for other people, but I was just looking at all the roads where it was hit, and Estes Park, and that what they were talking about is people along this Highway 34 needed to leave immediately. They were telling them on Sunday, get down, get, you know, it's not voluntary, it's mandatory because of the strong winter storm. So there was colder temperatures, so that's good. And, you know, but still, mandatory evacuations for part of Estes Park, and it's tough, but if I get a mandatory evac, am I evacuating? Of course I am, right? Of course. That's what you got to do. We see this in California. And in California, they're having more problems still with fires as well. And we're used to that because they're talking about having to, with fire weather, that they have to do these power shutoffs because they can't have the fires and the conditions they have. They can't have the power going to shut it down because of how dangerous that is and the conditions with these strong winds, low humidity, dry fuel, all of that. Terrible in Northern California. You know, 70-mile-an-hour winds, and you see the fire jump. And that's what they call extreme fire weather. Extreme. And that's happening right now on Sunday night and into Monday. That, you know, they're still reeling from it, but the fire season 2020 has been historic in some areas. And for the Golden State, absolutely. And it's not over yet. So PG&E cutting the power ahead of the conditions because of public safety. But how many people does it impact? You know, close to 500,000 people. Close to 500,000 people. And then, because what happens? A tree falls on the power lines. Phew, there you go. And it's crazy. It's just absolutely crazy what we've seen. It's you know, just be ready. Have the go bag. Somebody, this is the question about knowing people in Colorado. My friend, and I stayed with her, who and her husband, maybe a year ago. She doesn't live too far. She lives about, I'm going to say, she lives about an hour. Maybe a little less than an hour outside of Denver, and they had the go bag. I mean, now pretty much now all of us have a go bag, right? They were ready to roll. They could see the fire coming closer to them and the smoke, but luckily where they were, it turned, and they're fine, and they didn't have to do that. But it wasn't looking good. All right, one more quick one. Let's go to this. This one is from Mac. And Mac says, Kate, I just wanted you to know I early voted. I can't believe that it's almost November 3rd. Do you think we'll announce who the winner is on November 3rd? Flip a coin. If I'm looking at the Magic 8-Ball right now, I say ask again later. Probably not. Hang with us. As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation, to supporting detoxification, to stabilization of blood sugar, and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood, and it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a five-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325, or visit greenmeadowway.com. greenmeadowway.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Maestro of this show for this edition of This or That. Hi, Eric.
What's up, Kate?
So we start with, do you feel very regal and royal with that little introduction right there?
A little bit, except that I did it for myself, so.
I'm announcing my arrival. Yes, I am. Well, hello. Welcome aboard. It's kind of like, I wonder if Meghan Markle misses that because, you know, they ditched the whole royal thing and she took the prince and came to America. So all the horns and the red carpets, I guess there could be entertainment red carpets, but not the same thing as the royal treatment of the past, I think.
Yeah, I don't know. All I know is it feels good when a trumpet's playing for you.
It does, for sure. All right, I've been dying to ask you this question, and I think this is a question, everybody listening, this is a big question for people. Wear a watch or no watch?
I can't wear a watch or anything on my wrists, so no watch for sure.
No, what do you mean you can't wear it? Because you break out or there's a problem?
I think I am allergic to, like, metals on my skin, so I can't wear, like, necklaces or anything. And I just, it's just, they get really annoying. I just can't, they're just so uncomfortable for me, I guess.
Uncomfortable. All right. So, wow. So that really, there's a lot of gift giving there that can't happen from family members, girlfriends, whatever, because a watch is a good thing to give a guy.
Yeah, exactly. My mom, she gave me a birthday present a few years ago. It was a really nice watch, and I lost it. Or I can't keep track of him, I guess. I don't know. It's too much.
All right. Too much. I like that. Because I think this is for some people, it's a dilemma. They just don't like to wear it. It bothers them. They can't have it on their wrist, whatever. I wear one sometimes. I go through phases, but I didn't have one until, of course, you owe your life to Apple because they pirate you for a gazillion dollars, so then they give you an Apple Watch. And I got that, and I kind of like it because, you know, you can do all kinds of things with it. You can take an EKG, you can measure when you're walking, running, riding, because you have all the apps on it. So when it's charged up, I have that on. But otherwise, I don't like to have a watch because I don't want to be reminded of time every second. It's distracting. It's another distraction. Like, okay, now we have the phone, and what time is it now? And then you look at your watch, and da-da-da-da. And we're in a very big time suck, I feel like, right now. Because either it feels like the days are longer or shorter, but being in the world that we live in now, in this bubble, it is kind of weird time.
Yeah, and I'm one of those people that is always, like, constantly looking at what time it is, you know. Always watching the clock. Even this job is, you know, that's part
of it. Clock watching.
Yep.
Yeah, and it's annoying. And then it's tough to stop that. I mean, you just keep getting into it. All right, so we've established I'm fuzzy on the watch thing, except for I like the Apple Watch because they gave it to me. And you ditch the watch. So this is a big one too for people. Because now, back in the day when we used to go to restaurants, it doesn't matter what kind of restaurant it was, it seems like this became a way for them to make money. Usually it used to just be high-end restaurants, but do you like fizzy water like LaCroix, Perrier, or whatever it is, or tap water? Which water do you like better?
Probably tap water.
Tap water.
Yeah, I like the idea of sparkling water and all that stuff, but just not my style, I guess. I don't know.
You know, it's funny. I like both. I like both because the fizzy water. Yes, I can. I can choose both. Where's those trumpets? The reason I think it's like, why not just drink tap water? That's crazy. Except for when you're watching your weight and you're trying to get in shape. This is just me, and maybe everyone out there is like, well, whatever. But I think sparkling water can fill you up better. There's something about it. It fills me up. So if that fills you up and you're not eating a bunch of Halloween candy, I'm all for that then. But otherwise, tap water, yeah. It's annoying to me when you go to a restaurant and say, "Would you want the tap? Do you want the special water? Do you want the sparkling water or the tap water?" It's like, okay. And then they give someone a bottle of tap water and they charge you $15.
Yeah, but that's what I don't like about those drinks, because, like, I don't like to get filled up. I don't want to get filled up.
Yeah, because you must be so svelte. You have a six-pack abs and everything, so you're not worried about Halloween candy.
Yeah, I guess.
I like that, I guess. How about this one? This is a thing, too, for some people, and maybe, I think now, maybe it wasn't as much of a thing for women, but I think it is now, because of not being at work for a lot of people. Flip-flops or shoes? Which would you rather be in the most of the time, flip-flops or shoes?
I can't wear flip-flops either. I've tried it. I actually tried it this summer for the first time. I got myself a pair of flip-flops, and They just kept falling off.
Really? So what you have this crazy thing with your wrist, and you, and now your feet. Don't put that on your eHarmony profile. And your feet, you can't with flip. I wore flip flops for the first time, and they fell. They just won't stay on your feet.
Nope.
They're, I wonder why that is.
Well, I have a bunion, a really bad bunion on my right foot. So that, I was thinking that actually might be part of the reason.
Wow, this is so revealing. I have a bunion. I can't wear it. Leave me alone. Wow. Well, that's why. That's why, because it's not going to feel right. It's not going to be comfortable.
Yeah, it's like really hard getting them on and stuff.
But they do have nice ones that I think you might be able to use. I'll have to talk to you after the show and tell you about that, them. But I'm flip-flops all the way. Oh, give me a beach and a view and flip-flops, and I will take it every single day. Flip-flops, flip-flops, flip-flops. And I never used to be that way. But I think the shuffling along, the summertime, just getting out of the summertime, there's something about that. And not having to wear shoes, not being on the stages as much because we got into the pandemic. So, of course, I like shoes, but flip-flops, it's comfortable, and I'll wear flip-flops when I can, or just easy slip-on shoes, I think, is also key. All right, watching a movie. So if you're watching Netflix, if you're watching a movie at home, tube, whatever, in the dark or with all the lights on? Especially movie.
I like the dark.
Okay. So, like, if I was at your place, and I was hanging with you and your bunion and your girlfriend, we would be watching like Halloween and you would have all the lights off.
Pretty much, yep.
Yeah, there's something, you know what, that's like theater setting or something.
Yeah, exactly. It makes it more a little more exciting or something.
I think so too. And my nephew, who is still staying with us for another, you know, a month or so, he has to have it dark. He likes it dark, so right away it's always turn the, you know, it's like a whole ritual of getting the lights off. We can't leave the lights on. And we watched the other day, what did we watch the other day? It was good. The Fly, we've watched The Fly, because it's, you know, he's going back to these movies, he's being 19, that he hadn't seen. And he likes scary movies, so, you know, the whole dark thing is good. So I like it, too.
Yeah, and if you want to head towards the romantic arena, then that works, too.
Of course, right? Wow, romance tips from Eric, the technical maestro. It was worth it. Anyone listening totally got their money's worth for listening to this hour of the show. Thank you.
Thank you.
And thanks to all of you for listening to the show. Remember, we're all in this together.
SuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea helps regenerate new cells. Everything from the cells in our skin to the cells in our organs so they function properly. Great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a disease. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again, now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.